It's Radio Dead Air, Nash, and I'm speaking once again, as I do everywhere, with Jenny Breeden of the Devil's Panties. Jenny, thank you for giving us some time today.
No way, thank you.
All right, so first off, let's catch up from last year. What has the busiest woman in webcomics been doing all year?
I don't really remember much of the year. A couple of conventions, trying to...
I think you're like every other week you're at a con.
I cut down. Yeah, no, it's every other week. I actually cut down. I was talking to Echo, who does incredible graphics, and she actually bought an RV and spent 10 weeks straight doing nothing but conventions. And yeah, I'm not hardcore. I am not hardcore anymore. But no, I did a couple of the graphic novels, trying to restock everything, basically recovering from a bit of a financial bump as far as publishing. Publishing my own stuff now. And so learning about that actually publishing's really hard. I've newfound respect for publishers.
Well, the one thing that's obviously come up in the comics since last year is, and you only just talked about it a few months ago, is the breakup. How has that been to put such a personal event into your comic? And what's been the fallout from that?
Well, it's what's been the fallout?
Yeah.
From that?
Yeah.
Not as much as I've thought. There was actually a lot of preparation for it. A lot of trying to figure out... sorry, I got distracted by a guy in tight leather pants and wings and nothing else. David, go away. I can't think with you standing there. Or doing that. Oh, there's Wendy, the wife. Oh, I didn't notice his wife standing there, too, in a full white dress. Okay, I'm going to focus, really. Okay. Oh, it's Dawn. Good luck. Have fun. Do well. Okay. Sorry. What was the... Oh, boyfriend. Yes, ex-boyfriend.
What was the question?
What were we talking about? Yeah. You can see halfway up is... Wow. Okay. Focus. Oh, God. Focus. It's Dragon Con.
Look over here.
Oh,
face
God.
There's
for
a, radio.
There's a girl who's What the Hell Con in college, and this girl keeps bringing by this little Asian boy on a leash.
Yes.
And every year she tries to get me to take him. And every year he gets older, but he's still 19. Well, he's 21, but still. That's not half my age plus 7.
Yeah, but 21 can pay for drinks.
Yeah,
I'm not helping, am I?
There's way too much training involved. Yeah. And anybody below 25 is just way too much maintenance. It's just all of that. No, I said my left. Yeah, there's stamina, but there's really not any technique. So back to the breakup.
God. It's like, ooh, shiny.
Well, now honestly, I actually had, and I put in the comic strip as well, after the breakup, every single male friend that I had asked me if I had cheated on my boyfriend, because I do so many cartoons about lusting after guys and going to conventions, and you know, Will had actually said in a very, you know, polite tone, you know, he had said, oh yeah, so was there anyone else? And I said, no, it's not even an option. It was never an option. I did put that in the comic strip because it was kind of a lot of people had an assumption that because I'm away from home so much and because I do cartoons where I am, a lot of women in the science fiction community, in the fantasy, in the whole industry of gaming and comic books and everything, females seem to be a little bit more aggressive in the geek culture than males. And it gives us some frustrating stereotypes. And I did want to put in that, no, you can be an independent, very sexually active female without... having you can have a roving eye without actually roving. My mantra at conventions was always, I window shop, but I don't go into the store. I don't try anything on. I don't handle the merchandise. I keep my hands to myself. I definitely catcall. But putting something so personal in the comic strip, it needed to be done because I actually took a lot of notes from Laurel K. Hamilton. I got to hang out with her at a couple of shows, and she told me stories about reader and fan backlash of changes in her personal life. And what had happened to her, I think, is that she spent so long telling anybody about it that it was such a shock to the readers. It felt to them that it happened yesterday, and for her it was like a year or something. And for me it happened 9 months ago. So a lot of the readers are saying, are you okay? Is everything all right? And I'm going, well, yeah, I mean, it happened a while ago. And there's definitely a certain way that you present something. I did not want Will to be shown as a bad guy. I did want to show that it was all pretty much on my side as feelings of myself. I wanted to show that you can be in a relationship that has nothing wrong with it and be unhappy. The thing that my sister said to me once at the beach was, she said she had broken up with her boyfriend, and my brother and I said, well, why? And she said, well, I love him, but I'm not in love with him. And I said, that's an option. And especially with all of the True Blood things of an abusive relationship that is, you know, you love them, but you're miserable and you're unhappy. And I really wanted to show people that. And also my thing was, I went for 5 years because there was no real reason to break up. There was nothing really wrong, but I wasn't happy. And I really wanted to show to readers that you have the option to walk away. It's terrifying, but you have the option in a relationship to walk away. And Will and I are still fine. He has actually moved away, you know, outside of Atlanta, and then is doing his own thing. It is interesting that readers have expressing their condolences, and I'm sitting there going, I actually broke up with him. I was very terrified about doing conventions single.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about, have you had the problem with the scary idiot stalker guys or the vulture phenomenon? Or
not scary idiot stalker. I'm actually surprised. A lot of people say, oh, I don't mean to be a stalker or anything. And my definition of stalker is a little different than everyone else's. The thing is, most of the fans, and I was worried about this, but most of the readers on the forum and everywhere have defended me more than... There's one or two people who are like, oh, she's available now, and most of the guys have stood up and said, no, she does not want a line of readers or a line of people she doesn't know. And especially at the conventions where I'm sitting there going, well, no, I'm still behind the table. I'm not... I don't...
It's trying to keep the separation between the two aspects of...
And especially since this is my workplace. When I was dating Will, there was horrific rumors going around just because I'm a female in the industry. And it happened to other females that the rumors got started. And some people said that they wasn't with me. There was some people, you know, bragged about doing things that never happened. And it was frustrating for me saying, no, I'm not doing it. At one point, there was a convention where I overheard a rumor that I had already done 3 guys. And I was like, really? At this show? I have that much time and energy? My goodness, I am very efficient. And so I was worried about the rumors that would already get started. And that's why I am not going to be doing anything at any convention, because there is already rumors without me actually doing anything. So if I actually started...
Well, it saves you some time.
the reputation is already there. No, I will definitely keep doing cartoons about being lecherous, because I think that's something that needs to be accepted about females, that we can have libidos. We are still going, you know, I'm still going to keep my hands to myself, but I still want to show that no, females can still, you know, find a guy attractive and drool over him, but not necessarily, you know, I'm not going to be doing any convention nookie.
No. Well, I wonder how you started talking about Dar, which is a fabulous comic online. I wondered, was the impetus to just get it out there motivated by reading that, or?
Oh, I ran across Dar maybe a year ago, and she definitely has been a role model for, you know, doing subjects that are normally very uncomfortable and very touchy, and is hard to do such subjects without getting a bad reputation. And so I definitely have her as a role model for having some massive cojones. The thing is, she does it in such a way that it's adorable. I think she's an incredible artist for being able to balance this cute, adorable, innocent, just the cutest little thing, and she's talking about strap-ons and things that I can't even say out loud, and she's doing cartoons about them, you know, embarrassing sexual experiences, and somehow she's it's adorable. And I you know, I think that if I did it, it would just come out kind of scuzzy.
Well, all right. Slightly different track. Something you've picked up since last year you started doing is the video logs. And I know she's done one or two actually doing the drawing. What's it been like trying to record yourself working to put online?
It's very bizarre to sit in a room by yourself and talk to what feels like yourself. Even though there's 30 people in the room with you, it's disconcerting. I didn't do them for a while because I got a new housemate and I didn't want him to think that I was sitting in my room talking to myself. The sound was horrific on my last video blog because I was trying not to raise my voice very much. I do need to do more of them because they are a lot of fun. I try to wait until I have something to geek out about because it having that energy in the video blog of having something that you feel passionately about, be it positive or negative. And so I definitely try to do, I think that's the key to a good entertaining video blog, even if you're rambling and I especially like to act like an idiot. But definitely having that kind of excitement over something, having that kind of passion over something. I think my next one's gonna have a lot to do with some Calvin and Hobbes because I've been reading it in the bathroom for a while, and he's, my God, the man is just the insightful and brilliant, and the things that Hobbes and Calvin say to each other that are just Calvin wants to have make a snow ramp and have his dad, you know, rev up the car and hit the snow ramp and see how many barrels he can jump over. And the next shot is Calvin with a snow shovel walking away, going, I don't even know why some people have cars.
See, you're doing my work for me, because what I was going to ask you is what you're reading right now.
Calvin Hobbes. The stuff that I read online is Family Man and by the friend of Dar. I'm really bad with names. And love the Skin Deep, I think it's called. And just the artwork on that is absolutely amazing. You know, the things that I check every day are Wapsie Square and Girls Will Sing Shots. And I've been checking out my sister's puppetry comic has been updating more often. I'm trying to picture my link spanner at the bottom of my page right now. There was somebody else. I was trying to go back and forth with emails with Danielle Corsetto and asked her about, because apparently all of the webcomic people emailed me and said, you're really doing your breakup comic, and Danielle Corsetto is single at conventions, and I was like, okay, how do you do it? How do you get, you know, you travel alone and stuff? I think a major reason, going back to the beginning question, I realized halfway through questions that I forgot to answer of doing a comic strip about the breakup was that eventually I want to do comic strips about dating and I went to a convention where I had a friend that I was hanging out with, and I really didn't want anyone thinking I was cheating on Will because it had been 9 months, and so I had to do the breakup comic so I can actually move on to other comics. I have
that really speaks to your fan base that they pay that much attention.
Whenever I'm hanging out with a male, everyone assumes that it's Will, even if it's a 250-pound German man who's a very good friend of mine. He looks like a lumberjack, and somebody was like, "Oh, that's Will," and I was like, "I knew."
That would say really speak badly to your artistic skills. It really.
Well, now given I drew a roommate of ours, and he is a tall black man, and I drew him the same way that I draw Will, who is a small Asian man. So I have, you know, my artistic skills don't follow to the letter.
Well, finally, first up, what do you have up and coming that we keep an eye out for? New. You have a calendar now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had to do the calendar. Everyone was asking for the calendar for the Men in Kilts. Calendars I veer away from because they have an expiration date and they don't sell very well. But it's Dragon Con, so I had to have some Men in Kilts calendars. I really wanted the playing cards to be done. I'm reprinting some playing cards, and I'm doing some new playing cards because non-Men in Kilts playing cards sell very well. You know, cartoon playing cards sell very well. I had some T-shirts that didn't come in on time. The playing cards didn't come in on time for Dragon Con. I really need to finish book four. Now that I don't have a publisher... usually I was jumping down the publisher's throats going, I'm done with my book, print it now. And now I don't have a publisher and I haven't been finishing my books because I don't have a deadline. So I really need to finish book four.
And one last thing, I was told, I saw Pete before we came over here. Pete said to really read you the riot act about addressing his penis in the middle of a panel. Pete Abrams.
Which panel was this? Oh, yeah, that was the last one. Oh, yeah, no, that was yesterday.
This is a scary look on her face, kids.
Well, I'm looking at the ceiling because I'm trying to remember.
Something about the hammer.
Well, no, because I do remember addressing his penis, but I don't remember the context. I think that there was his wife, that he was sending pictures to his wife on Twitter with his phone, and I think I made some references to his phone that was vibrating and his wife. That actually sounded a lot pervier than it came out in the original conversation. I remember referring to his crotch, but I can't remember what the conversation was. Pete is trouble. Pete is massive. He looks nice, and he looks like a sweet and innocent man. He is trouble.
This is coming from the woman who the first time I saw as I walked up this weekend. You were being given a firearm as I just got here.
Oh, hold on. We need to get a picture of this.
Well, it was because of the firearm. It's not a firearm. It's a cap gun that's filled with confetti and painted black with flames on it. My readers are incredible. Oh, it has an angel on one side and a devil on the other, and it's a cap gun that shoots confetti. It is amazing. They also made sure to have a lot of alcohol, which might have, they gave me refills.
The first thing I saw when they handed you this thing was no good can come of this.
It makes explosions and sparkly confetti come out. It's all good.
You realize we know you. You're, oh dear Lord. She's, oh.
I apologize for the noise that you were about to hear. Incoming. Hi.
Oh, good Lord. It's the first time they've ever had to smoke clear during an interview here. Okay, well, it's...
My readers are so awesome.
They are. They're just... They don't think it through.
I don't usually think things through either.
Jenny, thank you for talking with us. It's fun as always. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I'll definitely see you next year, whatever next convention that I may see you at.
This has been Nash at the Radio Dead Air. I have been speaking with Jenny Breeden of the Devil's Panties. Thank you, Jenny.